Próbny egzamin gimnazjalny z języka angielskiego przygotowany przez wydawnictwo Nowa Era. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do czwartego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Hi, Kelly. I am calling to ask you if you were going to the cinema this evening.
I don't feel like going out. I was going to stay in tonight.
Can I come and visit you? We could order a pizza and have fun.
Great idea. Let's call the pizzeria next to the Odeon cinema. They sell the best pizza in town.
Okay. See you soon.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Kelly. I am calling to ask you if you were going to the cinema this evening.
I don't feel like going out. I was going to stay in tonight.
Can I come and visit you? We could order a pizza and have fun.
Great idea. Let's call the pizzeria next to the Odeon cinema. They sell the best pizza in town.
Okay. See you soon.
Tekst drugi.
I'm getting tired of waiting. Why hasn't it started yet?
I don't know. Maybe they have some problems with the sound or lighting. It's a big stadium. They probably need more time.
Well, you might be right. It's probably still a few minutes before they start playing. So I'll go to a cafe and buy something to eat. I hope I don't miss the first song.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I'm getting tired of waiting. Why hasn't it started yet?
I don't know. Maybe they have some problems with the sound or lighting. It's a big stadium. They probably need more time.
Well, you might be right. It's probably still a few minutes before they start playing. So I'll go to a cafe and buy something to eat. I hope I don't miss the first song.
Tekst trzeci.
What about a new pair of jeans? Is that a good idea?
Well, I don't know. Peter is our son, but we might still choose the wrong size. He should buy clothes for himself. But he plays tennis, so let's give him a new racket.
Isn't that too expensive?
Yes, you're right. But at least I know he'll like it. Not like the last gift we gave him. Peter never listens to that CD.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What about a new pair of jeans? Is that a good idea?
Well, I don't know. Peter is our son, but we might still choose the wrong size. He should buy clothes for himself. But he plays tennis, so let's give him a new racket.
Isn't that too expensive?
Yes, you're right. But at least I know he'll like it. Not like the last gift we gave him. Peter never listens to that CD.
Tekst czwarty.
Hi, it's Elizabeth. I promised to give you the recipe for my favourite salad. I'm calling to say what ingredients you need. Remember to buy a lettuce, Greek cheese and tomatoes. Remember not to add eggs. There is no chicken in this salad either. Oh, I forgot about black olives. You need to add olives, then the salad will taste great. Good luck. Enjoy your salad.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, it's Al. I promised to give you the recipe for my favorite salad. I'm calling to say what ingredients you need. Remember to buy a lettuce, Greek cheese and tomatoes. Remember not to add eggs. There is no chicken in this salad either. Oh, I forgot about black olives. You need to add olives, then the salad will taste great. Good luck. Enjoy your salad.
Tekst piąty.
Anne, tell me about your new room.
It looks similar to my old one. I have the same bed, but now I have two armchairs and a small coffee table, so I can invite my friends over.
I'd love to visit you.
You'll have to wait a few more weeks, as I still need to buy some posters to decorate the walls with. And I will ask my mum to give me one of her plants. It will look great on the windowsill.
I can't wait.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Anne, tell me about your new room.
It looks similar to my old one. I have the same bed, but now I have two armchairs and a small coffee table, so I can invite my friends over.
I'd love to visit you.
You'll have to wait a few more weeks, as I still need to buy some posters to decorate the walls with. And I will ask my mum to give me one of her plants. It will look great on the windowsill.
I can't wait.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Amy, did you see the film yesterday?
Which film do you mean?
The Night He Came Home.
Was it a horror film?
Yes, it was about a killer who lived in England in the 19th century. They said at the beginning that he was a real person.
I'm not into films like that.
But you love watching films about historical characters.
Yes, you're right, but I prefer true stories about real people, how they lived, what they did. And I don't want to be scared when I watch a film.
What about your sister? Does she like horror films?
Not really. She likes to be frightened, but she loves films that make her laugh much more. Jack, by the way, have you seen Tornado in Oklahoma?
No, I haven't. I don't like sad films. My younger brother would love it.
But he's only 10. Don't you think he is too young to watch it?
I know he should watch animated films like me, but he is keen on stories about hurricanes, tornadoes and volcanoes.
I didn't know that you like films for children.
Oh, I really do.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Amy, did you see the film yesterday?
Which film do you mean?
The Night He Came Home.
Was it a horror film?
Yes, it was about a killer who lived in England in the 19th century. They said at the beginning that he was a real person.
I'm not into films like that.
But you love watching films about historical characters.
Yes, you're right, but I prefer true stories about real people, how they lived, what they did, and I don't want to be scared when I watch a film.
What about your sister? Does she like horror films?
Not really. She likes to be frightened, but she loves films that make her laugh much more. Jack, by the way, Have you seen Tornado in Oklahoma?
No, I haven't. I don't like sad films. My younger brother would love it.
But he's only 10. Don't you think he is too young to watch it?
I know he should watch animated films like me, but he is keen on stories about hurricanes, tornadoes and volcanoes.
I didn't know that you like films for children.
Oh, I really do.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Attention, everyone. Next Saturday, we are organising a family day in our school. Everybody can come, so invite your parents, grandparents and cousins. The more people who come, the better. There will be special games for adults and a volleyball match for students. If you have a musical talent, you can perform during our concert. We have invited some famous people, so you will have the chance to get some autographs. For those who don't like sport or music, there will be a special cooking lesson with a celebrity. We have prepared lots of attractions for everybody, so make sure you come.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Attention, everyone. Next Saturday, we are organising a family day in our school. Everybody can come, so invite your parents, grandparents and cousins. The more people who come, the better. There will be special games for adults and a volleyball match for students. If you have a musical talent, you can perform during our concert. We have invited some famous people, so you will have the chance to get some autographs. For those who don't like sport or music, there will be a special cooking lesson with a celebrity. We have prepared lots of attractions for everybody, so make sure you come.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Not again. I failed the exam.
Wypowiedź druga.
How long did it take you to write this story?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Why don't we order some sushi tonight?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Do you like reading romantic books?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Not again. I failed the exam.
Wypowiedź druga.
How long did it take you to write this story?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Why don't we order some sushi tonight?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Do you like reading romantic books?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Pamiętaj o przeniesieniu rozwiązań na kartę odpowiedzi.